entrepreneurs, small business owners, professionals who seek excellence, bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builders Show. Here's Marty Wolf.
We still got a long way to go. Yes, we all got a long way to go.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of the Business Builders Show. I'm your business coach, Marty Wolf, and your host for the Business Builders Show. Joining me in the studio is my sidekick, Mr. Kerry Carney, and our producer, Mr. Tom Jenkins. Hello, Kerry and Tom.
Hello, Marty.
Hello, Tom. Hello, we always bump into each other. I tried
we
not
maybe
to.
We should practice this a little something.
We'll practice the timing next week.
We'll practice this. We'll get this better next week. Excellent. Another member of our team, Dr. Tony Massari, will be offering his comments later in the show. As a reminder, the Business Builder Show is for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and professionals who seek excellence. We deliver tips to help you run your business on the topics of technology, sales and marketing, finance, leadership, innovation, and personal development. As we often say, Kerry, we do all we can to bring the classroom to you, our audience.
We do say that regularly. And we try to do that.
When we do the best we can. Guys, that would be you in the studio. Guys, are
yes.
you with me?
Yes, Marty.
Yes. We did get a lot of positive feedback from our show last week with Dennis Davis. Did you hear anything, Kerry? You see anything?
Well, trying to learn from that show and being a servant leader, yep. I got in touch with a gentleman from the American Legion of the Department of Pennsylvania.
Excellent.
And the connection, he had heard of Dennis. So I got them together, and I got some feedback from that gentleman, and he was thrilled. Yeah. And Dennis was thrilled.
Great
stuff. I also heard back from Dennis.
Good. Terrific.
And it was great on this end, too, when we had that show on with Dennis. A lot of our local other shows here at the local radio station, especially our morning show, got Dennis on as well and wanted to get involved with that. So it was just phenomenal.
Yeah, great response to that. Now, as a reminder to our audience, all our shows are archived at BusinessBuildersGlobal.com, BusinessBuildersGlobal.com. So if you are a veteran or you're a hiring manager who wants to hire the best associates, then check out this show and buy Dennis Davis's book, Not Your Average Joe. Now, our special guest today is Joe Calloway, and Joe was with us before, and we are delighted to bring him back because I wanted to cover more material from Joe's book, which is Be the Best at What Matters Most. But before we get to the interview with Joe, let's talk about this, Kerry, if you don't mind. A quote from Joe's book says, "Get your thinking clean enough to make things simple." I'll say it again. Get your thinking clean enough to make things simple. This is from Steve Jobs, and again, taken from Joe Calloway's book. That sounds, we can understand that. Make things simple, right? Well, I've been in business for a long time, and I've worked with a lot of business people, and it isn't always easy to do. There's so much to do. There's so much complexity. You're deciding all the time, let's go down this road, let's go down that road. Hopefully, you're making that decision based on your strategic plan. That is, if you have a strategic plan, which you should have something, an action plan. But you're always doing something different, and if that doesn't work, you're moving on to something else. So, you know, keeping things simple, Steve Jobs did it with Apple, obviously successful, but Kerry and Tom, I thought I would bring some thoughts that maybe help the audience to simplify or focus their efforts. Recently, a gentleman by the name of Peyton Manning threw 7 touchdown passes. Kerry, I'm not sure if that was an NFL record or not, but was that a record?
He joined an elite club. There were about 5 other quarterbacks from the 40s, I believe, that had accomplished that tremendous goal. The last guy was Joe Capp with the Vikings about 40 years ago.
Right.
He also threw 7 touchdowns in one game.
Here's the important question. Did he do that all by himself? Did any of those quarterbacks do that by themselves?
Joe Capp might have thought he did, but no, certainly not.
No, they didn't.
They had a tremendous team on the field and off the field to to accomplish that.
Yep. If you're in football, we'll use the football analogy. If your offensive line aren't doing their job, your receivers aren't running great routes and getting open, you know, so here's my first suggestion. Create or build a team and work only with the best people. That's what professional sports do. That's what tennis players do. They are out on the court by themselves, but is there coaches? Is there a support team? Is that all that going on?
Oh, absolutely. Nutritionists, doctors, you name it. There are many, many people behind the scenes.
And there's obvious reasons for forming a team, formal or informal. Some people might actually call this a mastermind group, but it's important to have that team, both when help you when things are going great, but also to support you when the chips are down. You need someone to support you and help feed your passion. So my suggestion number one in simplifying and focus is to create or build a team and work with only the very best people, like I do with Tom and Carrie right here. They're nodding their heads. They got a big smile on their face. I got them speechless. So let's move on to number two, okay? And Orrin Woodward was on the show a little while ago, guys, and he talked about a scorecard. Mm-hmm. And that's an important thought process in business. You should try to measure every single thing. You should try to keep score about just about everything. If you have a sales organization, some things you might measure. How many calls did you make in a day? How many calls did you make in a week?
Yeah, and Orrin wasn't just about what the final sales number was.
Right.
Now, obviously, you'll know that quarter to quarter, but he was more into how you talked about the number of sales calls, the number of returns, how many invoices were correct, how many invoices were incorrect, mm-hmm. getting those key performance indicators and measuring those, mm-hmm. because what gets measured gets done.
That's exactly right. So have that scorecard for yourself if you're a solo entrepreneur or for the team. You need to measure just about everything. So point number two in helping you simplify or focus, I'm looking at my key point. And one of the things I asked Carrie was in my little note here, what are you doing in terms of measuring your own success and your own personal development? How many books, CDs, magazines, what are you reading? So, you know, important point number two is you must learn to lead yourself before you can lead others. So measure your progress and measure what you're doing in terms of your personal development. So let's see here. Point number three, if Peyton Manning or those other quarterbacks, Carrie, had missed a pass or if it wasn't completed, do you think that those quarterbacks may have had a discussion with that receiver?
Absolutely. If the receiver blew the route assignment, or more importantly, if the quarterback didn't see something that the receiver saw.
We would call that feedback, I guess.
Absolutely, feedback.
So if you're a sales manager or you're anyone, you're the boss, you're the whatever you are in terms of being a supervisor, you need to get feedback.
And that goes back to what Philip Van Hooser was talking about. You know, he talked about the four dumb questions. And A number one is, how am I doing? What have I screwed up lately? What should we do better, and what would you like me to do better or change?
There you go. Ask people to give you feedback, especially on things you're not good at. So hopefully we gave you some good ideas to simplify and to keep you focused. And the last point I do want to make before we go to our break is finally remind yourself all the time of how successful you have been in the past. You can get your thinking clean enough to make things simple. Quite frankly, you can handle simple. We will be right back after this short break. You're listening to the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Bringing the business classroom to you, it's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf. Presenting the thought leaders of today, it's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Welcome back to the Business Builder Show. Joe Calloway is our special guest today, and I mean special because Joe was with us a few weeks ago, and we could not get to everything I wanted to cover for our audience of small business owners with Joe. Joe, I want to tell you something. We are in our second year of the Business Builder Show, and this is only the second time we have someone back on the show. So, Joe Calloway, welcome back.
Well, thank you, my friend. I take that as high praise indeed, and I'm happy to be back. I wouldn't be anywhere else right now, Marty.
Fantastic. Allow me to introduce Joe. Joe Calloway is a leading performance expert who helps great companies get even better. He helps organizations focus on what is truly important, inspires constant improvement and motivates people to immediate action. Joe has been a business author, coach, and speaker for 30 years, and his client list reads like an international who's who in business, ranging from companies like Coca-Cola, IBM, to Saks Fifth Avenue, and American Express. Joe is the author of four groundbreaking business books. We're going to talk about, as we did before, his latest work, which is Be the Best at What Matters Most, the Only Strategy You Will Ever Need. Joe, again, welcome, and let's go to the basics again. Why did you write this book? What was it all about? And
talk to me. Well, I tell you what inspired the book, Marty, is it, you see it all the time, and I do too. You look around at all the business books that are out there and all the speakers that are out there, and a lot of the folks that write those books and do those speeches are my friends and yours too. But what I heard was what I considered to be almost an overdose of people talking about, well, if you're going to win in business today, you've got to be super, extra, unbelievably special, different, unique. You've just got to find something that nobody else is doing. That's the only way you could win. And yet I go back and I look at everything from the inner brand list of the top 100 brands in the world to the small businesses in my neighborhood that have got, you know, lines out the door and plenty of business. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, wait a minute. There's nothing particularly unique about any of them except they are unique in the fact that they deliver on the basic values that their customers want. They deliver on that better than anybody else. That's how they're different, is they're winning on the basics. And so this book, Be the Best of What Matters Most, is really this kind of, oddly enough, it's a contrarian, radical call for people to simplify their business, focus on what's important, excel there, and you'll do just fine.
Wow, contrarian view. And it is. It really is. I'm going to throw you another, a little bit of a curveball, but I know you're ready for it. The book's been out for a while now. Has there been any surprise reactions to the book? Anybody mentioning something special that surprised you?
I'll tell you the thing that, you know, I was hoping for this, Marty. You never know whether you're doing a presentation or a book or an article. You never know what the reaction's going to be. But I have been gratified and somewhat surprised by the level of acceptance by business owners, managers, CEOs, C-level executives, by their embracing of this idea of simplify. I mean, I have so many senior leaders and owners of businesses saying, oh my gosh, if you can help me do that and you can get our people to stop making it so complicated and simplify by focusing on what are the handful of things that we have to get right every time, every single day with every customer, then that will do more to help our business than anything else we can think of. And it's this incredibly simple message about simplicity and focus and clarity and excellence. And people are just kind of responding to it happily by saying that makes all the sense in the world.
It makes a ton of sense. And I think you already know this, is thank you for writing the book because it's helped my consulting business, Joe. You know, I'm
good.
Sharing this with my clients, and we're
good.
Using your book as a discussion point, and that's what it's really all about, what you just said. Simplify the message, simplify the execution, and that's really great stuff. It really is. So we're going to talk about your chapter 17 talks about how brands win. I'm going to mention the book again, the title, Be the Best at What Matters Most, The Only Strategy You Will Never Need by Joe Calloway, our guest today. You talk about different companies, but first of all, and you mentioned it earlier, but I want to make sure that the audience knows, where did this information come from in terms of the brands that we're going to talk about?
Yeah, this is a survey that was done by Entrepreneur Magazine and an organization called the Values Institute. And what they were looking for, kind of an interesting spin, it was the top 10 most trusted brands. And so I took that list because I thought that was an interesting take on brands. to look at the trust factor.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did in this chapter was just kind of dissect a handful of those and say, okay, this is a trusted brand. It's obviously an incredibly successful brand. What are they doing that any of us should be doing?
Mm-hmm.
I even posed the questions. I say, do these brands win with exotic marketing and wow factors, or are they distinctly unique through being different, or are they different because they're consistently better at the basics?
Mm.
So that's what the chapter is about.
First one you mentioned is Amazon. That's kind of become famous. How did they do it?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I think that Amazon's greatest advantage, and certainly I could embrace this philosophy in my business. You could, and all of your listeners could. They are extraordinarily easy to do business with.
Right.
I buy all sorts of stuff on Amazon because they've just made it so easy. And the lesson to me is, when I look at every facet of my business, be it, everything from initial contact with a customer or a potential customer to, oh gosh, Marty, I mean, things like how we invoice, our contracts.
Yes.
Our speed of response to a customer question. I'm constantly asking myself, Callaway, are you being easy to do business with?
So important.
In this market, the easier you are to do business with, I mean, that's a huge advantage.
You have a story that you tell. I think it's relevant. Tell a story about something that you, a light bulb, I guess, that through Amazon?
Yeah. A lot of kitchens have these under-counter or under-cabinet lighting fixtures, just little flat things. Well, one of them went out, and the light bulb had gone out, and I pulled the light bulb out. It was unlike any light bulb I was ever familiar with. And so I looked at the serial number, and in tiny print, there was the manufacturer's name. So I Googled the manufacturer. I went on there, found their inventory list, found that exact bulb.
Wow.
Now, to buy from that manufacturer, and they were mostly dealing with commercial customers, it would have been very complicated. So I thought, well, I'll give it a try. I go on Amazon and put in the name and the model number of this obscure little, nobody buys these things,
right,
light bulb.
Right.
And there it was for something like $1.29, and I ordered it, and 2 days later, there it was.
Unbelievable.
Stuff like that just locks me in as a customer.
Wow, isn't that something? You know, our time is going by fast. We've got another minute before we have to break for our first segment, Joe, but let's talk. Time's flying, right? Let's talk about Coca-Cola.
Well, in a nutshell, here's the deal. There's no surprises. You open that can, you open that bottle, you know what's going to be in it every single time. And the challenge, I think, to any business is that Coca-Cola poses is, how consistent are you with your service, with your people? I mean, are there some people that are great and some people that are, you're taking your chances when you deal with them.
Mm.
Well, that's a problem. That's a brand killer right there. So the message from Coca-Cola, by the way, they didn't receive a single negative mark from anybody's survey.
Yeah, I wanted to point that out.
I found fascinating.
Yeah, I'm going to repeat that because I didn't mean to talk over you. But Coca-Cola did not receive a single negative remark in the top most trusted brands survey. Well, Joe, believe it or not, our first segment is kind of winding down, but we will be coming back with Joe Callaway after our short break, and you're listening to the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf. We'll be right back.
Bringing the business classroom to you, it's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf. Informing, educating, and encouraging. The Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Welcome back to the Business Builder Show. Our special guest is Joe Callaway, and Joe's book is Be the Best at What Matters Most, the only strategy you will ever need. And we're talking about, let's see here, the top 10 most trusted brands in a survey by Entrepreneur Magazine. We've talked about a few. We're not going to get to them all, Joe, but let's talk about Apple in terms of a trusted organization. What do you got about Apple?
Yeah, the thing that's so great about Apple is that their customers are really loyal, and they are to use a word mildly, enthusiastic. I mean, Apple customers love Apple products. And yes. Here's the thing that people sometimes don't realize about Apple. Marty, the thing that Apple has done so incredibly well is they have taken these products that we all love, like tablet computers and portable music devices and smartphones, and they've made them unbelievably simple to use. You buy an Apple Mac laptop computer and take it home, and if you open the box and go, where's the instruction manual? There's not one. You just turn it on and go.
Wow.
And again, it kind of goes back to being easy to do business with. But in Apple's case, it's their products are so easy to use. And, and that is an elegant piece of design right there. When you can make your products easy, easy, easy to use. So that's something that Apple is just a master of, I think.
I love the word elegant and simplicity. Connect those two. You know, Joe, we had another guest on a few weeks ago, and they did a study about Apple, and there, and you've probably heard of this. There's, when people had whatever, however they were tracking their brain waves, there was actually an emotional and a brain connection when you heard Apple or saw the products. Your brain waves actually changed in a positive way. How about that for being a trusted brand?
It's pretty incredible. I tell people quite often, Marty, I say, if you want to go to school on how to connect with customers, go in an Apple store, an Apple retail store, and just stand alongside the wall and watch what happens.
It's phenomenal.
I've never seen people with a greater ability to connect with customers.
It's absolutely phenomenal. Let's talk about Ford, and that's they made the list. Tell me more about that. That's interesting.
I know. Yeah, that is interesting, because for such a long time, the American car companies were just getting beat up. And in the last two or three years, there's been a tremendous resurgence. And the one that has led the pack of the American car companies has been Ford. They were the only one of any car company to make the top 10 list in this survey. And people say, well, what's going on with Ford? Here's what's going on with Ford. They started making good cars. That's what's going on with Ford. The customer satisfaction with the quality of the product has skyrocketed. Complaints have dropped like a rock, and it's because they refocused on design and manufacturing. I tell people all the time, they say, well, what can I do in my business? I say, come out with a better product.
Yes.
Marty, that's what I spend all my time doing.
Yes.
I try to make the next speech in the next book better. I work on it all day long, every day.
Yes.
How can I make the next thing better than the one that I'm putting out there to the marketplace now? That's what Ford did.
Focus, 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 and I don't mean the brand Ford Focus. Focus on what you're doing. Nordstrom also made this list. Some of us may not know who Nordstrom is. Tell us a little bit about that, and they made this trusted list.
Nordstrom is a department store that is famous for its level of service. At Nordstrom, I think the thing that drives it, because here's the thing about Nordstrom, you can buy anything that they carry anywhere else, and you can get it quite likely at a lower price. At Nordstrom, they have built a 10-mile-deep culture based around making the customer happy, around customer service. And there are people that have Nordstrom stories that are just off the chart of what Nordstrom employees have done. The thing about Nordstrom, they're one of those companies, and I like to think that I'm this way with my customers. I find it extremely difficult to say no to a customer. And that's what Nordstrom does. They if there's any way they can say yes, if there's any way they can make it happen, they make it happen. They're just kind of the standard.
Absolutely.
In customer service.
Absolutely legendary. And what I want to point out with even more clarity, you say it right in your book, they earn the right to charge more. I think that's profound. If you're especially in retail, you've earned the right to charge more. I think that's powerful.
That's pretty cool stuff.
That's pretty cool stuff if you're in business. And again, our audience is entrepreneurs and small business owners, so that's pretty cool stuff. Let's jump over to Starbucks, because I'd like to say something else about Starbucks. But tell us your story about Starbucks.
Well, here's the thing about Starbucks. They know their target market. They've won it, and they're holding on to it. And they're in a business where it's tough to hold on to it. And by the way, a few years ago, they were losing ground. They had about three very rocky years. But the founder came back in, took over as CEO again, and Starbucks just knows their target market. And again, with them, it's all the core is this espresso coffee that they build so many of their drinks around, and then there are other brands of coffee. But it starts with the product, and then it goes out from that. It's funny, it's a little bit like Apple. When Starbucks customers hear or see Starbucks, I think there's a feeling that goes along with that. And by the way, there are some people that hate Starbucks.
Yes.
They hate the whole concept of it. That's fine. That's
right.
Okay.
Right.
You're not their target market.
Right. They don't care.
They don't care because Starbucks knows who they're after and they've got them. It's a remarkable company.
It is a remarkable company. My story to connect with that in terms of Starbucks is that obviously, we have Starbucks and we have Panera Breads all over the place, and I love Panera Breads. I love Starbucks. But when given the choice, and I say, well, let's meet, and I give them the choice, Joe, I can tell you 100% of the time, it's Starbucks.
Yep.
That's where they want to go, because that's their emotion. And by the way, for the most part, the Starbucks are too small for our little get-togethers, but that's where they want to go. We may even be uncomfortable, but they want to be in a Starbucks. So
well, of course, their thing is Starbucks says, we want to be the third place you go. You go home, you go to work, and you go to Starbucks.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's really great. You know, boy, we only have about a minute left. I do want to stay on the topic of these trusted brands, and we haven't mentioned Southwest Airlines, and so let's, maybe people are sick and tired about talking about Southwest Airlines, but should we be sick and tired of talking about them, Joe?
Well, let me change what they've been hearing, because what they've been hearing are stories about singing flight attendants, and nobody loves a singing flight attendant more than me.
Right.
But we, for the last 5 years, my company's been surveying on an ongoing basis Southwest customers saying, why do you fly Southwest? And the reasons are, number one, value. Number two, easy to do business with. And number three, consistency in terms of on time, getting the baggage there. Marty, it's these core basic values. That's why people do business with Starbucks. The cherry on top is the singing flight attendant. But nobody buys a ticket on Starbucks to hear the flight attendant sing.
Yeah.
They buy it because it's a great deal. They know they'll get them there on time. And their website's easy to use. All this core value stuff is why companies win business.
You got it. We have been speaking with Joe Calloway. His book is Be the Best at What Matters Most, the Only Strategy You Will Ever Need. Joe, thanks so much for being on the Business Builder Show.
Thanks for having me back, Marty. I'll do it anytime.
We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back.
Presenting the thought leaders of today, it's the Business Builders Show with Marty Wolf. Presenting the thought leaders of today, it's the Business Builders Show with Marty Wolf.
Welcome back to the Business Builders Show. Tom, let's wrap up our discussion with Joe Calloway by going to our commentary with Dr. Tony Massari.
Hi, I'm Tony Massari with a thought about priorities. Joe Calloway shared some interesting suggestions about being the best at what matters most with Marty. Do what has to be done to make it easy for people to do business with your company. The master of this, Jeff Bezos, put it this way. We see our customers as invited guests at a party, and we are the hosts. It's our job every day to make every important aspect of the customer experience a little bit better. Make the product easy to use. Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple, celebrated simplicity and user-friendly products. His advice, get closer than ever to your customers, so close, in fact, that you tell them what they need well before they realize it themselves. Know what customer service is all about? Jamie Nordstrom believes that customers value truly great customer service and experiences even more highly than great products. Another one of Joe Calloway's maxims, know the territory. Howard Schultz, the founder of Starbucks, would agree. Starbucks provides much more than the best cup of coffee. We offer a community gathering place where people come together to connect and discover new things. at Starbucks. They know the territory. While listening to Joe Calloway summarize his book, Be the Best at What Matters Most, the words of Stephen Covey came to mind. The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. In my opinion, that speaks to the essence of Joe Calloway's message. For Marty Wolf and the Business Builder Show, I'm Tony Massari with America at its Best.
Thank you, Tony, for another great commentary. Carrie and Tom, let's move on. And we want to talk about an article from Inc. magazine, again, one of our favorite places to pull information. The title of this article is Who's Holding Your Company Back? The key word is who's or who is holding your company back. Now, where you're the business owner or manager and you're looking at all the company's financials, you may be thinking about Susie or Joanne or somebody might be holding your
Bill.
Company back.
Get a man's name in there. Bill.
Bill. Who is maybe affecting your company's financials? So,
yeah, the crux is, do you have employees that may be holding back your financial growth? Or are they the catalysts who help you drive business?
Are they an anchor or are they, what's a good word?
An engine.
An engine. There you go. So when you're looking at the finances of things, you really need to, unfortunately, have to look at who. And your organization, no matter what size it is, have dependencies on key people. And if you have a small company and there's only one or two people, you are very dependent on these people. And it is very, very important that they are contributing to the success of the company as opposed to limiting it or hurting it.
And so, sometimes with the smaller companies, everybody's wearing a lot of different hats. Mm-hmm. And when you're wearing different hats, that gives the opportunity to cloud the why.
Mm.
If that person, you know, let's say you're a two-man shop, you own it, and you have your right-hand person, and that right-hand person is doing many, many different chores. If they're not totally in tune as to why the business functions the way it does, they may have a different view as to what is important. And when they don't come through or there isn't a lockstep with the owner's vision, that's where you can get into trouble.
You're taking a very kind approach to this article because this article gets a little harsher, is a little more direct. You are absolutely correct, Carrie. But one of the things that people do look when you're saying, this particular individual is causing some challenges within the organization, they have this thing called the annual review, which I'll go on record as saying I think it's an absolute waste of time. Because really, what are you looking at? It's the manager's point of view of one particular person.
You know
right?
what I hate the most about those annual reviews is when the employer makes you do your own.
Oh,
I
yeah.
hate those.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? They work, though, because you're harder on yourself than what the manager...
Possibly.
They work in the sense of that.
My ego told me different, though, man. My ego said something completely different.
Where do I put the 6-star? There's yeah. only 1 to 5.
Well, you know, one of the things you take a look at is, you know, your annual reviews. But again, the thing is with an annual review is it's manager looking at one particular individual and not how they're really contributing to the whole, to the well-being of the entire organization, the financial well-being of the company. You know, a few weeks back, we had a guest on, Brad Hams.
Open book management
open
philosophy.
Open book management and ownership thinking. And that's part of it. You know, if you have ownership thinking open book management, you have a review every day, every quarter, every time you're looking at something. You know where you stand. That's the way to review
full
things.
Disclosure.
Full disclosure. You know, so, however, you know, you have these individuals who might be toxic. And sometimes it's a know-it-all manager. Maybe it's the IT supreme being who doesn't let out, you know, how to do something. They have all that control. Or, Carrie, in our world, we've seen it, the sales superstar,
yeah.
which typically has bodies all around them, you know, in terms of people who are trying to help.
Driving numbers, but dead bodies in their wake.
Yep. Yep. So here's some suggestions. And again, the article is from Inc. It's Who's Holding Your Company Back? It's written by Ed Powers, if you'd like to check it out, and it's from early September. Here's some thoughts that he suggests. Engage in quote, real reviews. So what does that mean? Well, one of the things pointed out here, and this is a good caution, is don't get too hung up on the personalities. Don't get too hung up on that. You know, really look at the facts. How are they contributing? What are they adding to the team? And here's a question. You want to ask yourself this question. If this person left tomorrow, would we be upset? So think about that. If this person that we're talking about, this potentially toxic person, if they left tomorrow, would we be upset, or would there be celebrations? And if there are celebrations, you think celebrations, you need to take a look at that. You need to be brutally honest. You know?
That is so important. So important.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's another point. Hire smarter, better, and complementary to you. Now, we're talking about the owner or the manager. You know, these issues start right at the beginning. Hiring right, which is sometimes hard to do, is really the solution to some of these problems. You'll reduce that by hiring right. But, you know, that's the way you start from the beginning, you know, and complimentary. If you're not good at the financial stuff, I'm raising my hand in the studio, you've got to put people around you. A gentleman by the name of Seth Godin, who is a marketing guru, says you should hire the weird ones. You see what we're saying here? Now, you want to bring in people who are different than you, who challenge your thinking, not toxic. People who change or get you to think differently. That's important. You know, think about that. Here's another thing. Managers or bosses or those kinds of people, if they're the ones, no decisions can be made unless it's through them. That's an issue because you're managing you, not the company. Now, remember, we're talking about the financial well-being of the company. If everything is being run through you, and if you're not delegating, that's not a good thing. You may be managing things. You may feel great. Your ego is being fed. But are you really building your business? Remember, this is about making money. I know some of us are confused that we just do this for practice. No, business is eventually about making money. So you want to do that. So, guys, we're out of time. Thank you again for being part of the Business Builder Show with me, your business coach, Marty Wolf. Thank you, Joe Calloway, for being our special guest, and Dr. Tony Massari for another excellent commentary. Harry and Tom, as always, thanks for your help and support and great feedback today in the show.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
It's great. Next week, our special guest will be Marty Grunder. Marty is going to tell us how he started his landscaping business with a $25 lawnmower that he bought at a garage sale to grossing over $300,000 when he was a senior in college, and then he turned that into a multi-million dollar landscaping business. Marty is now sharing his experiences with other business owners and teaching them how they too can succeed. You can find all our shows. They're archived at businessbuildersglobal.com. That's businessbuildersglobal.com. If you want to learn how I can be your business coach, go to MartyWolfBusinessSolutions.com. We do our best on the Business Builder Show so you can do your best. We look forward to being with you next week on the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf. Thanks for listening.
Bringing the business classroom to you, it's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf